Western Sierra Now would like to thank its sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery.
Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. Let's have a look at some of the news in the Eastern Sierras. A $73 million award has been given to tribes for high-speed internet access, and the Lone Pine Paiute Shoshones were granted $1.86 million. Chairperson Janet Hansen said, "We're proud to accept this funding for our community. We'll use it for our broadband infrastructure project to construct fiber and fixed wireless networks to connect unserved tribal households, tribal businesses, and tribal anchor institutions. The network will employ fiber to the home, solutions enabling tribal households to participate in virtual tribal council meetings and distance learning with confidence and to communicate with each other securely. Superfast speeds and low latency will allow families to stream movies in 4K and connect home security camera systems and smart home devices." And the Mammoth Snow Report is out for December 15th. Snow conditions were machine groomed. The daily temp was 27, with a base depth of 69 to 135 inches. Winds were light. Seasonal snowfall was 138 to 193 inches, with 5 parks open, 21 lifts open, 161 trails. And then they'd like to remind everyone that this Saturday, December 17th, is going to be the holiday season's Night of Lights, a free fireworks spectacular you won't want to miss.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican Restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor, let them know Jesse sent you.
Also this Saturday will be a meet and greet with Senator-elect for California, District 4's Mary Alvarado Gill. The Inyo Mono Cattlewoman welcomes the community to a holiday gathering this Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Home Economics Building at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. The event will feature an informal meet-and-greet with Senator-elect for California State Senate, District 4, during a family-friendly posada, a traditional Mexican holiday gathering of community. Alvarado Gill promises no political agenda for the affair, which offers an opportunity for members of the public to meet the Senator-elect in person, have some light refreshments, coffee, hot chocolate, and pastries, and engage in some holiday cheer. All are invited and encouraged to attend. For further information, please contact Inyo Mono Cattlewoman President Jerry Rowan at 209-324-8244 or Laura Talbot at 760-937-9064. And you better not shout, you better not cry. Santa Claus is coming to town. Operation Santa is heading to a neighborhood near you. Save the date for Tuesday, December 20th, starting at 5:30 p.m., Santa will be escorted through the Bishop area by the Bishop Police Department, Inyo County Sheriff's Department, and the Bishop Fire Department. If you go to EasternSierraNow.com, you can see the map that shows the route Santa will be taking during his visit. If we're not visiting your neighborhood this season, we have identified several viewing spots along the route for public to stop and wave hello as Santa makes his way through our community and back to the North Pole. Viewing points at Main Street at Sierra Street, North Fowler Street at West Pine, and Santa Gear Lane at Choctaw Drive. For people with special needs, the viewing location on North Fowler at West Pine Street, BUHS's parking lot, will have emergency vehicles with no sirens. And the Bishop Union High School's basketball game has had a change of location. Due to detrimental water damage in the high school gym, BUHS will be playing Mammoth basketball at Mammoth today. JV boys will be playing at 4:30, girls at 6, and varsity boys at 7:30. This Saturday, there will be a celebration of life for Thomas Dan Cheshire Jr. It will be held at 1:30 p.m. at the Bishop Elks Lodge at 151 East Line Street, Bishop. All are welcome to join friends and family to celebrate Dan's life together. Thomas Dan Cheshire Jr. was born on October 5, 1980, in the small town of Bishop, California, to Thomas and Karen Cheshire. His early life was full of enthusiasm for the trade of butchery, and he worked as a butcher while still in high school at Manor Market. In 1998, at just 18 years old, Dan graduated from Bishop Union High School and soon afterwards moved to Reno, Nevada, where he tried his hand at a short-lived career in construction while continuing to pursue his skills as a meat cutter and butcher. In 2002, at the age of 22, Dan returned home to Bishop, California, where he found his true professional calling as a journeyman meat cutter. His first job as a professional meat cutter was at Joseph's Buy-Right Market before taking an offer from Vaughn's Grocery Supermarket, where he eventually finished the remainder of his career until his untimely passing on November 22, 2022. Outside of work, Dan had an avid love for the outdoors that could be seen through his hunting and fishing trips around California and beyond. He spent countless hours chasing quail throughout the valley, camping out in Coyote, crawdad fishing along the riverbanks, and taking hunting trips out to Tule Lake, truly living life to its fullest with every adventure he embarked on. For anyone who knew him personally would know just how much Dan cherished his family by all the stories he shared over time, including memories that will never be forgotten. Dan is survived by his father and stepmother, Thomas and Julie Gooch Cheshire, along with his mother, Karen Cheshire, sister, Deanne Cheshire, brother and sister-in-law, Edua and Angie Cheshire, brother and sister-in-law, Douglas and Amy Cheshire, sister and brother-in-law Elise and Philip Turner, step-grandmother Patricia Gooch, Ryan and Jean Worthington, as well as 9 nieces and nephews, 4 great-nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Dan was preceded in death by his great-grandparents Douglas and Rita Stanick, Edsel and Laurel Cheshire, and step-grandfather James Gooch. Well, that's going to do it for me today. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you later.